Polish farmers blockade Ukrainian border, undermining globalist Prime Minister Tusk and angering Zelensky. By Kurt Zindelka on February 21, 2024. Polish farmers brought the border with Ukraine to a complete standstill with their tractors on Tuesday as they protested the uncontrolled flows of cheap produce from their war-torn neighbor, which they claim has severely undermined their ability to remain in business. In a significant blow to recently installed globalist Prime Minister Donald Tusk, who has vowed to be the most pro-Ukrainian politician in Europe, farmers from his country riled Kyiv once again by shutting down the border crossings at Lubin and Podkarpaty with hundreds of tractors, completely blocking off large transport trucks from coming in and out of the country and sparking queues dozens of miles long, Poland's PAP news agency reported. Flying the red and white Polish flags, tractors bore signs reading, "Stop the uncontrolled influx of Ukrainian goods and agriculture is dying little by little." Speaking to the French news agency AFP, a farmer at the protest, Tomasz Golak, said, "I'm here so that we abandon the restrictions introduced by the European Union on fallowing and the Green Deal, and above all so that these Ukrainian foods stop arriving," adding, "This year, wheat is selling for half the price of last year." Another farmer, Michał Magnuszewski, said that the protest was a result of the total failure of EU policies, saying, "How can we open the border to something that is not controlled in any way? When we transport something abroad, we go through hundreds of different checks. Whereas here, nothing at all, it arrives here and that's it." While Prime Minister Tusk, a former president of the European Council, has sought to rekindle relationships between Poland and other globalist factions within the bloc, after years of conflict with the previous conservative government of the Law and Justice Party, PiS, by going all in on Ukraine, little has been said of the previous Polish government having already been one of the strongest supporters in Ukraine and Europe, however. Upon taking office in December, Tusk vowed to lead efforts to launch a full mobilization of the free world, the Western world, to help Ukraine in this war. However, relations remain tense between the two neighbors over the issue of agriculture. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday that the tractor blockade of the border by truckers and farmers was indicative of an erosion of solidarity towards Ukraine. Near Kupiansk, close to the Russian border, where enemy artillery does not cease, news from the border with Poland seems outright mocking, Zelensky added. Although Tusk is attempting to bring Poland into the globalist clique of neoliberal nations in Western Europe such as France and Germany, it is unclear if he believes he has enough political capital at home to actively take on the farmers, given their near-universal support and therefore a dangerous political enemy to make just 2 months into his premiership. The issue of farming is likely to be a major topic heading into the European Parliament elections in June. Farmers' groups have protested throughout the continent, including in Belgium, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Romania, Poland and elsewhere. The EU has announced some concessions, such as rolling back cuts to subsidies and to scrap anti-meat propaganda. However, key issues such as green regulations on nitrogen and other emissions remain. Farmers across the bloc have all objected to opening the gates to Ukrainian agriculture, given that because of the cheap cost of labor and fewer restrictions within the former Soviet state, Ukrainian agriculture can be produced at a much lower cost. It is unclear, however, if globalist politicians such as Donald Tusk and EU chief Ursula von der Leyen are willing to make concessions on introducing tariffs on Ukrainian agriculture, as the trade is seen as critical to propping up the proxy war effort against Russia. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.